WGN, it is Let's Get Legalization in for the Unroastable. John Hanson, the whole thing powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. We got sort of a breaking news feel with our next guest, and we're going to Ben Zielinski. He's a State House reporter at Capital News, Illinois. Ben, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dane. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being on. I appreciate you being on here to share, you know, late breaking news for the listeners. And this is important because when it comes to food, you know, there's a lot of things we can live without, you know, whatever it is, right? But food is not one of them. So talk a little bit about things that are happening with the USDA.
Yeah, so on Tuesday, the state of Illinois and other states around the country found out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that the federal government is going to end reimbursing states for costs associated with the local food purchase assistance program, but people probably know this better as the Illinois Eats program. And this is a program that uses federal funding to buy fresh food products from farmers around the state, and they're provided at a fair market value to local food banks, food pantries, any place where people in need can get food. And the state's been rolling out this program for the last year or two, and it's funded completely through the federal government, and the state submits reimbursements to the U.S. Department of Agriculture to fund this program. But the state just found out earlier this week that the federal government is not going to reimburse the state of Illinois for any costs associated with this program since Donald Trump took office. So the state is actually on the hook for about $18 million for this program. Jeez. That the federal government hasn't paid for, correct? Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. And so how does this program typically work? You figure that the states, the people on the ground dealing directly either with those farmers or with the people who get the food, you know how to best administer it, right? Because, and so they just do what they do. They get the food, deliver the food, make sure all that happens. And then after the fact, they submit a bill and the government has agreed to pay it. Is that the way that it typically works?
Yeah, that's pretty much spot on. The state agreed to this program back in 2022 with the Biden administration, and this is money that the state is receiving from the federal government, but it sends off to these farmers who they pay for this food. This is a great way to get food from farms into Illinois communities, and most of the farms that benefit from this program are a lot of them are minorities. A lot of them are what the federal government considers new farmers, which are people who've been farmers for less than 10 years. This is really a very important program that the state has run out that, you know, it doesn't have a lot of cost, obviously, for the state itself because the federal government is paying for it. But it's really helping a lot of people on the front end of the food production distribution side, as well as people who really need access to fresh food through their local food pantry.
When you think about, you know, groups that I think that America has a well-deserved romantic attachment for, maybe it's veterans and of course, farmers, right? And so your thoughts as you're in Springfield, right? You're there at the State House. You know, Springfield, most of Illinois really is a rural farming type of state with a lot of those representatives and senators that have to be responsive to those people. And with the recent news related to the tariffs and how that's going to affect farmers, and then you have something like this, have you been getting feedback about how this is just additional, you know, stress and challenges compounding what it is that they're going through?
Yeah, there's certainly been a lot of reaction on that front. I spoke to one farmer, a part of this program, earlier this week, who, you know, she's on the front end of this program receiving the money that is able to provide the food to people in her area. She's from Pembroke Township down in Kankakee County, and she said she's mostly concerned about the people who benefit from her program. A lot of people in Pembroke Township are in poverty. A lot of people are on food stamps. There's no good access to a grocery store in that area.
Wow.
So she's worried that this is going to hurt a lot of people who really depend on this program for access to fresh food. And, yeah, this is just another stressor for farmers as well. I asked her, you know, just kind of about all the things that we've seen farmers have to combat this in the last few months with the tariffs. And, you know, she said her message essentially to Elon Musk and President Trump is that she just really hopes that they see the benefits in these programs for people.
Is there a way, you know, we've seen some of these things, very few, but actually get stopped or turned around or people get rehired or funds get released. And you look at, you know, this business or just the business of farming, maybe more so than others, is you have to be forward thinking and future based in your decision making, because you have to decide, you know, what to plant, what to farm, what you're going to do with it. And a lot of those operating loans come in the beginning. And so I just don't know. Do you know, Ben, like how much of a heads up they got? Was this, hey, and you know, this will be the last bit of it and we're going to discontinue this program? Or was it just that check you thought you were getting tomorrow? Forget about it.
Yeah, it's a little unclear. The farmer I spoke to said she's been aware of this for about a month, that there hasn't been, this program really hasn't been active. But the state just found out about this the other day. So this sounds like it is, you know, breaking news to a lot of people that all of a sudden this money that they expected to get is potentially not going to come in through some of these grant programs from the Department of Agriculture. But also importantly, on the state side, the state's not being reimbursed for costs that they have already incurred as part of this program that they assumed the federal government was going to cover. So, you know, it's certainly possible, as you mentioned, we've seen a lot of changes to the policies of the Trump administration and, you know, these people who have been rehired after being fired. But we really have no idea if this program is ever going to be resurrected under the Trump administration, if this is a pause, or if this is just something that the Trump administration has kicked off their plate, basically.
When it comes to farmers, it's, I think, one of the more politically unpolarizing things, and food and things like that. The state of Illinois, there's obviously been some contention with the administration, and then, you know, the leadership here in the state. Obviously, there's a Democratic situation going on in Illinois. Is this USDA program, is it discontinued for farmers and kind of people who need food all across the country, or is Illinois being singled out in any way?
No, it sounds like this is for all states that participate in this program. You know, there's certainly that concern, and I think what the direction a lot of state officials here are going to go is they're probably going to be evaluating their legal options here, given that this is money that the federal government is supposed to be reimbursing to the state of Illinois. So whether other states may join in on such legal action, you know, remains to be seen and will be up to each individual attorney general. But we have seen Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul get involved in lawsuits against the Trump administration over the potential elimination of federal funding, you know, right at the beginning of the president's term. And this is an example where the state thought they were going to get money that was committed to the state, and right now they're not going to be getting it. So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see the state pursue some sort of legal action, potentially with other states' attorneys generals as well.
It's one thing for the state to do it and pursue it legally. It's one thing for the farmers to try to figure a workaround on the dollar side. For the people who get that, the reason that they're in line for that kind of assistance, they don't have a lot of choices, right? Or maybe the capability to find a way to feed themselves in other ways. Has the state, has any of the people down at the Capitol talked with you, Ben, and said, well, here's a workaround, or here's something that we can maybe up this other program that can fill the gaps while this gets sorted out?
Yeah, this was really fresh information earlier this week. I spoke to somebody who's on the distribution side, who's part of these food programs to, you know, get this food out into the community. And, you know, this was news to her when she saw the story that I wrote about this. She hadn't heard about it. So there's a lot of folks, I think, just trying to figure out what direction to go right now. I know Illinois lawmakers in the House this week are going to be holding a hearing to discuss this problem and this program and kind of where the state may be able to go from here and exactly what is being affected by changes to federal funding, especially out of the Department of Agriculture. So I think it's just a lot of, you know, as we've seen for the last month or two now, just a lot of new, fresh information and a lot of people just having to react and a little bit unsure of what direction to go.
To share it, make sense of it, we've got Ben Zielinski, State House reporter at the Capitol News, Illinois. And Ben, before we let you go, people, you know, where you have like social media or places where people can see your work and catch up on all your stories?
Yeah, you can find me on X at Ben Zielinski, and you can find us at capitalnewsillinois.com and probably a lot of your news, your preferred news sites around the state.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate you jumping on the show.
Thanks, Dan.